I'm Bill Littlefield, coming up on Only a Game. Don't forget to stay tuned for the U.S. Memory Championships. But first, Charlie Pierce, on the road in Nebraska this week, joins me for our discussion of the week's news. Hello, Charlie.
I'm sorry, who are you again?
I knew that was going to happen. Boy, you talk about teeing one up. There it was. Former NFL star linebacker Junior Seau committed suicide on Wednesday. Charlie was 43 years old. He'd retired in 2009. How, if at all, do you think this sad event fits into the ongoing discussion of the post-football lives of NFL players?
Well, it makes it ongoing, and it intensifies it because of the stature Seau had in the game. There has got to be, at this point, a serious reconsideration on the part of everybody involved with football, down to the level of the fan, about reconsidering your affection for this game. I mean, Junior Seau was not merely an enormously talented player. He was an enormously popular player and an enormously friendly player and a terrific presence in the game. And for this to have happened to him is, I think, going to put an even more intense level of scrutiny on what's going on here.
Commissioner Goodell finally brought down the hammer on some of the players involved in the New Orleans Saints' so-called bounty program. The defensive captain of the team, Jonathan Vilma, was suspended for an entire season. Fair punishment?
I think so, and I think that the NFLPA is well within its rights to appeal this. There are a lot of people who are outraged that they're actually, you know, behaving like a labor union. But I don't think the appeal is going to be upheld. I think Jonathan Milton is going to lose the season, and I think he should.
At the end of the NFL draft, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers made a surprising pick. Were you moved by their selection of Eric LeGrand, the former Rutgers player whose career on the football field was ended by a spinal cord injury?
Yeah, it's really kind of a terrific moment for Tampa Bay. They're gonna fly him down. They gave him a contract. They're gonna give him a number. They're gonna send him a jersey, and he says he wanted to play and become a sportscaster. So who knows? You may be looking at the future voice of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
The Chicago Bulls, which had been a favorite to capture the coveted Larry O'Brien trophy, lost star guard Derrick Rose to a torn ACL last Saturday. The Bulls are currently down 2-1 to Philadelphia in the NBA's first playoff round. Do they stand any chance without Rose?
Oh, I think so. I mean, I think Philadelphia is going to get to the mountaintop and discover that it's very hard to breathe, basically. Now, I think if Philadelphia gets to the brink of beating Chicago, I think you're going to have at least one game where Philadelphia falls apart. But it's going to be a long road for Chicago, and I don't expect them to get much further.
The New York Knicks continued to make news this week, Charlie, but for the wrong reason. In going down 3-0 to the Miami Heat on Thursday night, they set an NBA record for most consecutive playoff losses, 13 straight over the last 11 years. What happened to what seemed like a promising Knicks squad?
They ran into the best team in the league right now, and Miami has decided to commit its enormous talents to playing defense as well as offense, basically, and the Knicks were not in any way prepared for that.
Amari Stoudemire hopes to return from his most recent injury to play in tomorrow's game between the Knicks and the Miami Heat. This might be considered more heroic if he hadn't caused the injury himself.
Yeah, it's kind of a very stupid way to get hurt during the playoffs. He punched out a glass case in frustration after the Knicks lost a game. It's one of those things where, like, your teammates turn their back to you when you walk in the locker room and go into their lockers.
In the NHL, the Los Angeles Kings, having dispatched number 1 seed Vancouver in the first round, are now up 3-0 over number 2 seed St. Louis. A number 8 seed has never won the Stanley Cup, but what do you think? The Kings?
Well, I think the Western Conference of the National Hockey League is a landfill, and I think anybody who comes out of there isn't going to win the Stanley Cup anyway.
Yankees closer and future Baseball Hall of Famer Mariano Rivera tore his ACL on Thursday while shagging balls in the outfield during batting practice, and there is speculation that this will mark the end of the 42-year-old reliever's career. That would be a shame, wouldn't it?
It would be terrible, but I have a bigger question. What is a 42-year-old reliever doing shagging flies?
It's what they do during
batting
practice.
I know it's what they do, but it's what they should. I would wrap Mariano Rivera in bubble wrap between appearances. I mean, the guy hasn't gained an ounce. It's not like he's out of shape. I don't get this point at all, and it would be a terrible way for that career to end. But you know, maybe they need a head start on, you know, chiseling the plaque for Cooperstown.
Charlie, we failed to mention Phil Humber's perfect game last week, and several listeners, most of them probably White Sox fans, gave us a hard time, so I'm not going to fail to mention the no-hitter Jared Weaver threw on behalf of the Angels on Wednesday night. Do two no-hitters in 2 weeks make a no-hitter seem somehow less impressive?
No, not to me. I've always been very impressed with no-hitters, to be perfectly honest with you. I'm also very impressed with how umpires react to the end of no-hitters. Humbert got a bizarre call at the end of his that saved the game. The strike zone expands to the size of roughly Vermont in the last inning of a no-hitter. And Jared Weaver has had the stuff to do this all along. So, I mean, this was a surprise and a delight, but less surprising than it was delightful.
And I understand that Weaver's no-hitter ended on a fly ball that was about 470 feet long. Happily, the fence was 475 feet away.
You have to use the whole ballpark, Bill. That's the key.
All right, it's Derby Day, and you've never picked a winner as far as I know, but give it another shot anyway.
Well, the horse that I'm picking, which will probably lose and retire and become a Hare Krishna in the backstretch, is Union Rags, who I really think is a terrific horse.
Masters champion Bubba Watson has, quote, snubbed the PGA's $9.5 million Players Championship to spend some time with his wife and his two-month-old son. And I use the, quote, snubbed because some people are just appalled by this, and I'm not, and I don't know whether you are or not.
No, he has a wife and a two-month-old son, and he's the Masters champion, okay? He's already had a pretty good spring. Why he needs to go, you know, parade around the glorified pitch-and-putts course that is the TPC is beyond me. I think he should stay at home and tickle his little son on the chin and do, who the Masters champion? You know, I think that's a perfectly good way to spend a weekend. Ooh, the son of the Masters champion. Ooh, the son of the Masters champion.
And finally, Charlie, Johnstown, Pennsylvania, the inspiration and location for Slapshot, arguably the best sports movie of all time, as far as I'm concerned, will be getting a new hockey team. The Junior League franchise needs a new name and a new logo because Jets and Chiefs are apparently off limits due to copyright issues. So, you got a suggestion for them?
Well, there's only one option, is there? They have to be the Johnstown Hansons.
That's what I said, the Johnstown Hansons, absolutely.
And they could have give out horn-rimmed glasses as a special once a season.
You can find Charlie Pierce's sports writing at Grantland, among other places. And, of course, he joins me each week on Only a Game. Thank you, Charlie.
Thank you, Bill.